Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Recently, yours truly got to participate in a tour for the Ag Industry Network hosted by the D.D. Williamson Company, The Color House, a world leader in the food color industry and one of the best-kept secrets in Louisville.
Yes, we manufacture natural and caramel colors for the food industry. Started back in 1865, moved to Louisville in 1950, and subsequently now have 9 manufacturing plants around the world.
And then we also have back here an agglomerator.
The tour took place at their applications and development lab just around the corner from their caramel production facility. Chairman and CEO Ted Nixon says in the late 1800s, they worked mainly with the brewing industry. In the 50s, the soft drink industry became their major client.
And then we just grew globally with the soft drink industry, initially throughout the United States, and then in Europe, Asia, and then we added plants in Africa and South America in the late 90s and early part of this century.
And getting the horse back in front of the cart, why color food?
We like to say if a food doesn't taste good, then you won't try it a second time, but if it doesn't look good, then you won't even try it the first time. And this is in fact true.
With their natural coloring, Williamson works with a variety of food processing clients, perfecting the look of their products. We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby, only one Mammoth Cave, only one birthplace of bluegrass music, and only one Kentucky, a place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit, a place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable, a place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
We're back with Ted Nixon, chairman and CEO of D.D. Williamson, the color house, with at least a couple of agriculture connections.
Most of the product that we manufacture here is manufactured from corn syrup. Most of the corn syrup are glucose, but it is based on corn, so we're very interested in what's happening to the corn crop. And then we hire a lot of food scientists. The basis for our innovation and development is food science. We've worked quite a bit with the University of Kentucky.
And as they work with new clients and challenges, there may be additional ag production opportunities.
Caramel color certainly is the main driver for our economic viability at the current time, but the market for natural colors is growing so phenomenally. The two of them fit very well together. And we're really looking at a broad range of going back to agricultural products and saying, okay, what agricultural products can give us certain colors?
We'll have a follow-up story with Ted Nixon on any of those potential crop opportunities that may develop through D.D. Williamson, the Color House. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.